Hi, hello, mabuhay! This is I Kind of Wanna Be Her speaking, and welcome to episode 5. Kamusta everyone? I hope you're all doing safe and sane in our 6-month or turning 6-month of community quarantine. And I know for a fact that it's becoming annoying, boring, frustrating, and all sorts of negativity already because we're forbidden to do all things that we used to do when life was just pretty normal. I personally still can't accept or digest the fact that this is the new normal setting already. At the back of my mind, I'm still hoping that we will be waking up one day and we can do all the things we normally do without the anxiety that we may get infected with the virus. What's something you miss doing? I personally miss going out in a coffee shop at any time of the day, just to stop by, read a book, or whatever. You know, we have days when we do not want to stay at home, so I just immediately pack a few things and go to Starbucks or to a mall to waste my time. I also miss getting drunk and going home late. When you're young, that's something you look forward to. A night out with your friends and the chill quality time you spend together. So, let's just hope that the best thing turns out at the end of all of this suffering and eventually we'll get our normal life back. Moving forward, today is a Sunday and I decided to talk about this topic that you can see from the title, and this is something that I always encounter even if I'm not actually asking in my Instagram. I'm not saying I'm the most confident person in the world and that there isn't anything that makes me feel less or ugly, but maybe those people who knew me believes that I am someone who is confident in my own skin. And today, I will be sharing with you guys the things that I do to achieve the kind of confidence and trust that I have within myself. But before we dig into that, here's a hardcore truth. Beauty is subjective. But nowadays, improving yourself physically isn't too hard already because of the modern technology that we have right now. If there is something in your body that you want to improve, we have plastic surgery, makeup, cosmetics, all the salons, and whichever things you can think of. You can get a nose job, a boob job, and you can have your brows tattooed, or you can get eyelash extensions, and you can also make your lips look more pouty. And if you want something temporary, we have makeup and skincare to enhance our features. The point being is that improving ourselves physically isn't too hard to achieve these days. But then, not because you are already pretty by standards doesn't mean you are already ready to face the world and be you. Because still, if you are not confident, it would be nothing. And being confident can't be bought by money. It can't be done by a surgery, because it has to come through you. Now here's the things I do for myself to be confident, even with all the things that are not beautiful about me, which I already discussed in episode 1. We begin by knowing our strengths. It is important that we know our strengths as a person, because generally these are the things that makes us a strong individual already. These are the things that we know for a fact that we can do. It could be a skill or a talent or basically anything that you are good at. When you know your strength, you become confident that this is something you can accomplish gracefully and at your best. So think about it. What is it something you know in your heart that you are really good at? Next, it's time to acknowledge the things you are not good at. Of course, we are not perfect, and as cliche as it sounds, we can't have it all. Kaya nga, when we were younger and there is an activity at school where we can choose our partners, we pick someone we know who's good at it, because we are bad at it. And it's okay that there are things you can't do because it is supposed to work like that. A million times I said this, but I will be saying it again. If you acknowledge your flaws, people can't use it against you. But not because you can do something doesn't mean it has to stay that way, because you can always aspire growth. Being confident doesn't end in one thing. Not because you are so good at this doesn't mean that will be all. You become confident when you know a lot of things. The world today wouldn't require the most talented individual all the time. It would oftentimes require a jack of all trades, or someone who is skillful and know a lot of things. So aspire growth and be hungry to know more. Build an empire of things you can do. Next, being a confident person doesn't mean you're flawless and that you wouldn't commit mistakes, or there shouldn't be anything you lack. So as someone who wants to be at his best, you must listen to criticisms, whether or not they are delivered in a constructive way. Listen to what people point out about you. Seek their judgment and use it in a way to be better. Don't drown on it and cry about it and feel bad about it. Take it, even if it's hard, as a way for you to be better every single time. And last but not the least, do not listen to your inner demons. There will be days in your life where you will feel ugly and insufficient, and that is pretty normal. However, you should not dwell on it all the time, because doing so will only put you through hell. So brush it off and put into your mind that you are a work in progress, and you can be whoever you want to be. Gaining confidence is not something that happens in an instant. It actually takes a lot of processes, sacrifices, tears, blood, sweat, and everything in between for you to build a confidence as firm as your beliefs. It's hard, it's not easy. It's painful and gruesome for some, but also it's something that is definitely worth it. Having confidence is something you need and is something vital in your life, especially if you're a person who is career-oriented. You won't get to wherever you want to be or whoever you want to be if you are someone who does not believe in yourself. Always remember that yourself alone or your mind alone is your greatest critic. Sometimes it's only us who plans bad things or negative things about ourselves. No one could probably be saying this stuff about ourselves, or no one could even bother to throw negative things about ourselves, but only us. It is us, ourselves, who make or create such worst-case scenarios in our minds and make ourselves believe that we are bound to something ungreat or something we never wanted. I want you to believe in yourself as much as you want people to believe in you, because no one would ever put their trust in you if you don't trust yourself. I know it's always easier said than done, but trust me, it can happen and it's never impossible. You just have to keep holding on to yourself and to never stop believing that you are bound to something. Whatever you aspire to be in your lifetime is not gonna happen if you don't work hard for it. And you can work hard for it if you keep on being shy and afraid to showcase yourself to the world your greatest potential as a person. Like I said, I am not the most confident person in the world, and I do have my fair shares of things that I feel insecure or ugly about, but it does not stop me to strive harder into whoever I want to be or whatever I want to achieve in life. It's not easy, it's always risky, it's always painful, it's always scary to jump. But like they said, when it feels scary to jump, that's when you jump. And something I learned from someone special in my life, if you're afraid, and even if you're afraid, you'll just have to do it anyway. I hope this podcast or episode helped you in some way and make you feel a little better about yourself. You're not the only one in the world who's struggling about the things that they are not proud of, but then you should always do something about it, and it is your sole responsibility to feel good about yourself. You will never need the people's praises and worships, because even if those existed, if you don't trust yourself, if you don't love yourself, and if you don't believe in your fullest potential, it would be put to waste. So I know that a lot of us are feeling the same. and I hope that this episode somehow made you feel a little better and was able to help you in its own little way. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and may you all stay safe and sane in these times of trying, and that you won't stop hoping for the best and the good that the life has to offer. Love always.